must have imagined it.
Paul had been silently a little worried about Gabe for a while now. The two of them had grown up together back in the Northeast, a world away. He knew Gabe's history, and he knew he never wanted to join up. But for a while he had been okay. 5 years, in fact. He had sucked it up and got on with it. But now the shadows were back in his face, the falter in his voice. He still carried on, but something had returned within him, and that worried Colm. But maybe he was just imagining it, being overly analytical. In reality, Gabe probably was better in the Navy than himself. Maybe everything he thought of his friend were mere projections of himself. You wouldn't accuse a puddle for reflection. Was he unhappy here? Right now, absolutely. The night shift was Colm's least favourite activity because it was so horrendously dull. The ship wasn't moving and the air was so humid. It wasn't likely you would spot a mine. They weren't exactly conspicuous. Colm's eyelids drooped again. The wind played across his face, almost willing him to sleep. He leaned on the railing, letting it take his weight, and he felt himself slipping away, down and down into... A loud splash from the other side of the ship. Real. Colm's eyes shot open.
Gabe!
He shouted. The footfalls were gone. Oh, maybe something just fell. But how? Everything was tied down. It was a quiet night, much like the one Colm wanted to sleep through, and the ship was stationary.
Gabe?
Another splash, smaller. Something was wrong. Colm straightened up. His mind was full of ridiculous notions, pirates mainly, sharks, less so. Where was Gabe? Colm started to walk around the side of the cabin, crossing the unspoken line into Gabe's jurisdiction. He looked down the long span of the ship. Nothing. No one. No pirates. But also, no Gabe. Something was very wrong. He turned to look up the other end, the wind picking up and adding a chill to the air. It took far too long for his brain to make sense of what he saw.
Gabe! What?
Gabe was sitting on the railing, his legs over the side of the ship. He was holding something, big and heavy, with chains wrapped around it. One of the chains snaked down to his ankle. Gabe looked at him in his full navy uniform. Despite his shaved head, which reflected the moonlight, and his old and tired eyes, he looked at Colm as his younger self.
Wasn't meant to be, Gabe said. And he let go of the thing in his hand, a metal block as heavy as Colm's eyelids had been. And Gabe was pulled down, over the side, shivering icy horror in the warm night. A loud splash, and then another. Colm launched forward.
Gabe!
He inhabited the air that his friend had a second before. He looked down into the sea, and he saw his friend looking up at him as he was dragged to the depths. It looked like Gabe was smiling. And Colm MacArthur never had a good night's sleep again. 0100. The past in the static. 0101. Shirley Steadman, Chesterley Street, northeast of England. Tuesday the 9th of February, 2021. 7:05 PM.
Oh, ain't you a sight for sore eyes, lass?
Old Harold said, as Shirley walked up to his bed with her badge and her clipboard. Harold had been in hospital the last 3 times she had visited the ward and had developed a fondness for her, as she had him. She was not actually sure what was wrong with him, despite his arm, but he always seemed to have trouble speaking. It made him out of breath as though he'd had a lifetime of walking uphill.
You look younger every time I see you.
Harold, Shirley said, smiling and tapping her.